The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Republicans control both chambers of Congress, and party leaders don't want to have a gun control debate ahead of November's elections. With Democrats being in the minority in the House, they don't have many tools to control the debate, which is why they stormed the House floor last week, demanding that the GOP hold a vote on guns in the aftermath of the Orlando shooting at the LGBT club. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says he's glad his party forced the issue on GOP leaders.
And they would like to have a yes vote, but they're in a tough place. So what they do is they avoid having any vote. It's easier if it just never comes to the floor. And, you know, we may lose this vote.
Virginia Republicans say the effort by Democrats is misguided. Virginia Republican Dave Bratt says he wished Democrats were asking his party to debate the war on terrorism.
Say, hey, where are you guys at? If they gave me heat on that and had a reasonable debate on some of the big issues, right, on terrorism and ISIS and et cetera, but they're nowhere to be found. So I think most of this is just, they're just playing a little politics.
Bratt says he's open to Democrats' calls to ban people on the terror watch list from buying weapons, but that it would need to be tweaked from its current form.
I mean, the only thing I've heard that seems in the ballpark is kind of the high-risk terrorist fly list, all that kind of thing. And so we can look at that. But I think our side looked at that a couple months ago, and several members of Congress, I think, were on that list.
Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Democratic proposals are unfair because they could keep guns from law-abiding citizens who would struggle to get their name revoked from the government's no-fly list.
So in order to get your constitutional right, you have to spend $10,000. Yeah, so if you're poor, you don't get your rights. If you're rich, you can, and the government will pay you back if you win. But poor people don't have constitutional rights, is what that says.
Democrats are dumbfounded by the GOP opposition in the wake of recent attacks by domestic terrorists on U.S. soil. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says something has to be done.
I don't know. I do think that the combination of San Bernardino and this one, because it raises the terrorism issue, I think really shines a spotlight on an incredible vulnerability we have.
Kaine is rumored to be a potential vice presidential nominee. He says the NRA has held Congress in a stranglehold.
We suffered badly in Virginia at the Virginia Tech shooting. We thought something would happen, and there's just been one tragedy after the next, and this body has been impotent, weak, silent, and a bystander to this carnage of gun violence that's going on in the United States.
Kaine played a key role in crafting a new bipartisan gun bill with Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins. It would ban people on the no-fly list from getting guns. The bill passed a procedural hurdle last week, even though the NRA opposed it, which Kaine says is a huge step forward.
And when was the NRA was whipping to table Collins? When is the last time the NRA lost a battle up here? I mean, not since I've been here.
When Democrats get back from their break, they're vowing to continue to pressure Republicans on gun control. But Republican leaders seem to want to avoid the debate to provide cover for their members locked in tight re-election battles. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.